You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. She is in Palau, east of the Philippines, west of Hawaii. The large picture describes a place called Oceania, which includes Australia and New Zealand, but it is divided into three. All Oceania is divided into three parts, sounding like a 21st century Caesar. Micronesia to the north, where Guam occupies an important place in the U.S. plans to defend the Pacific from a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, overwhelming Japan and the Philippines, our neighbors. This war game is not just science fiction. It happens all the time. East of Guam is the Hawaiian Islands. Both those are American possessions and therefore not independent states. Surrounding them are independent islands divided into Micronesia in the north, where Guam is, Melanesia in the center, where the Solomon Islands are, a.k.a. Guadalcanal and the attendant islands, and then Polynesia, which stretches all the way to Easter Island but includes Pitcairn Island in the at the Tropic of Capricorn. So we're looking at a vast landscape, and the Chinese are going after this because of Australia and New Zealand. Primarily, they think of Taiwan, but they think of cutting the U.S. Navy off from rescuing Taiwan, which is the first island chain. Cleo, I've done this generally because it's your teaching. Right now, with Solomon Islands firmly in the Chinese possession, have they shattered the first island chain, or do they need more?
So they've hopscotched, they've leapfrogged, which is terms that we know from World War II, over the first and the second island chain by embedding in Solomon's. And the big gains would be there are three countries that are in Micronesia that have unique relationships with the U.S. These are, if anybody ever asks you who is the best friend to the United States, it's the countries are Palau, Marshall Islands, and Federated States of Micronesia. These are three independent countries that cover as much of the Pacific Ocean as it's the same size of ocean they cover as the continental United States. If you take the continental United States and you superimpose it over the middle of the Pacific, Northern Pacific, that's how much territory, aquatic territory, these three countries cover. And those three countries, they're independent, but they have signed a compact of free association, each one of them, with the United States that trusts the U.S. to take care of their defense and security. So it extends the U.S. security zone, security perimeter, all the way right off to the coast of the Philippines. And the U.S., through these agreements, which are voluntary, has the right of strategic denial. The U.S. can say nobody else can come into the waters of Palau, Marshall Islands, or Federated States of Micronesia. It's a very unique relationship. These three countries have literally put their lives in the hands of the United States. Two of the three countries recognize Taiwan. In the case of all three, there are current negotiations going on with the United States on the financial component of the relationship they've been very difficult negotiations. There's been some headway, but they're far from resolved. In all three of them, there are elections coming up within the next year or so. And in all three cases, there's massive amount of Chinese money going in to try to make sure that there is somebody elected who is pro-China and who can flip the two that are pro-Taiwan to be pro-China. And in an ideal world, from a Chinese perspective, cut off the relationship with the Compact of Free Association with the U.S. If those things happen within the next year or so, it completely changes the U.S.'s ability to project power into the Western Pacific. And it does what the Chinese would have been trying to do for a long time, which is push the U.S. back to Hawaii.
Right now, I'm looking at the Solomon Islands in the center of this contest. The U.S. opened an embassy there last year, I believe, and the embassy was much ballyhooed as an anchor for Oceania, and the presentation by the United States included a visit by the ambassador to Australia, as well as the deputy secretary of state. Is that embassy now neutralized by China? Does that work, that plan?
Well, it officially opened sort of within the last month, and it doesn't have an ambassador, and it has a very small staff. What China does is a whole of society, but beyond that, you know, it includes criminal activity and strategic and everything like that. The U.S. is starting to realize that, you know, that it has a problem. And so that's a big improvement, and that it can't rely on the United States, on Australia to look after United States interests. That Australia is a good friend of the United States, but it is not the United States. And so it's realizing that it may need to have its own independent approach towards a place like Solomon's that isn't so dependent on Australia, which has clearly bluntly messed up the situation. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about it at all. So, it's a start, but there's a lot of catching up to do, and it needs to be done very quickly.
Baron Walker, the man who is now the new Sudani, does he have communication with the Australia, with Canberra or Wellington in New Zealand or the U.S.? Does he hear from them the way Sudani could have heard from them before he was defenestrated? We have about a minute.
Well, so he will, because he's Secretary General of the PIF, so he's of the Pacific Island Forum. So he definitely will. The question is, will there be some sort of political warfare attempt to take him out before he can start to be effective? Because having somebody who recognizes Taiwan is obviously bad for Beijing, but it's also very inconvenient for Canberra and Wellington and their relationship with Beijing as well. So it needs to be watched very closely, and he needs to be protected.
Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. She's in Palau, which is part of Micronesia Gathering of Independent States, and Guam and the United States and Guam and the Marshalls. And we're also looking at the whole of Oceania and the Chinese contest, which is not just about guns, it's also about cash. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.